Now, verse 11, I'm reading it. And they say to me, it's necessary for you to prophesy again against people and nations and tongues and kings. And you can be sure of one thing, that John was properly integrated. He believed that all nations and all peoples, all tongues, all colors ought to hear the word of God. But they need to hear it because they need to be warned that judgment was coming, and that if they went through the great tribulation period, they'd find out it wasn't the millennium, but it was the opposite, that they'd feel like it was hell itself that they had entered. And therefore, it made John sad, that part of it. That's the reason that this little book became bitter to John. He must prophesy against many before Christ comes to his kingdom. And much prophecy is to follow. To tell the truth, we are not quite halfway through this book. And prophecy about the nation and peoples is necessarily against them. It's judgment to come. And so this new series of prophecies, it'll begin in chapter 12, and it will reveal the fact that there was a great deal more to say. The study of prophecy, I think, will have a definite effect upon your life. It'll either bring you closer to Christ or take you farther from him. That brings us to chapter 11, and here the theme continues with this interlude at the beginning, and then we have the blowing of the seventh trumpet. And we find out here that there are 42 months remaining of the times of the Gentiles, and that there are two witnesses to prophesy the 42 months. And that's the third woe. And the seventh trumpet now is to be blown. We see all of that in this chapter. And I've divided the chapter like this. The date for the ending of the times of the Gentiles. That's in the first two verses. Then in verses 3 through 12, you have the duration of the prophesying of the two witnesses. And then verses 13 and 14, you have the doom of the second woe and the great earthquake. All right, now, and the blowing, by the way, of the seventh trumpet. And we have here now the seventh trumpet, the end of the great tribulation, and the opening of the temple in heaven. And that will be in verses 15 through 19. All right, now, this chapter brings us back to Old Testament ground. We'll see the temple. We'll be dealing with time periods, which you do not with the church. And the distinction is made between Jews and Gentiles, which indicate that we're again in the Old Testament economy. Now, chronologically here, the seventh trumpet brings us to the return of Christ at the end of the great tribulation period. Now, we're going to see that when we get to it, and we'll move now right into the text. So we have in the first two verses the date for the ending of the times of the Gentiles. That hasn't anything you see to do with the church at all. Church is gone. If we can just get it in our thinking, the church is not here on the earth at this time.